The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Kuf Ches. Find the mission over here on Daf Kuf Ches Medeis brings a machloikis. What's the halacha mishameis v'hiniach bonim uvanois? Someone died and there isn't enough money to be divided among his sons and his daughters. We say bizman shanachos muatim habonis yizoinu, the bonis get their mizoinis to get the money for their mizoinis, and the yerusha that should go to the bonim goes instead to the daughters, and the sons yachzor al apsachim. They have to go; they don't get any money. Admin oimer, the admin says b'shvil shani zacher efsati. Admin says, why should I lose out because of the fact that I'm a zacher? The Gemara discusses what exactly admin means. The mashmois of the Mishnah is that Admin disagrees with the Chacham. The Tanakhama says that the sons don't get any money, and Admin would disagree, and Admin would say that the money would go to the sons, and they were carrying the mitzvah Yerusha, which is the Ikar Halacha. However, Tosfos over here says that the Halacha, we find in other places that the Halacha is that in such a situation, the money does not go to the bonus, the money goes to the bonus instead. So even though the Gemara says that in such a case, Rav Gamliel says, Reini is Dibri Admin, that really we should paskin like Admin. So it's a kasha, how can we paskin like Admin if we have some of the Gemara in other places that do not paskin like Admin? So therefore, Tosfos concludes that it must be that Admin was not coming to disagree with the Tanakhama. Really, Admin agrees to the Tanakhama, and he was just being matmei, he just didn't understand the rationale behind this halach. So therefore, Admin was matmir, he has the kasha, but he does. In reality, he agrees to the halach, and there's no machloikis over here, and therefore, that's why everyone agrees to the halach that the bono is yizoinu v'abonim yisho al apsachim. And this pshat is brought down by men rishonim and the sugi and men rishonim lahalach. That's the way we pass him. The Rabbi Yosef Engel Gilgani Hashas over here brings from the tshuva from the She'iris Yosef, and wants to learn out halacha lemaisa from his Tosfos. Sheris Yosef says there was a shaila, there was a certain person who wanted to start a yeshiva, and he opened up a yeshiva, and there was already a former yeshiva, she was already established in that community, and they came to the Sheris Yosef, they asked him a shaila, said, how are you allowed to do that? The halacha is, the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Hey Halacha Beis that a Talmud is not allowed to be Kaiveya Yeshiva Mokim Rabbi if he doesn't ask permission. For a Talmud to go open up Yeshiva B'Mokim Rabbi is also, it's called that's Talmud, that's equivalent to Talmud Amir Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi that the Rambam brings over there in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So therefore, they sent this letter and they wanted to shut down the Yeshiva. So, for a number of reasons why the Sheris Yosef disagrees with them, the Sheris Yosef says that they don't have a right to close the yeshiva. There are different issues. The ma'aseh in the story was that it wasn't the Talmud of the Rav, of the person who had the yeshiva. It was actually the Talmud of a Talmud. And yet, that's into a discussion over there. If this halach of a Talmud, that's Kaveh Yeshiva Machem Rabbi, that's Osir, does that apply even to the Talmud of the Talmud, or does that only apply to the first Talmud of the Rav? But it seems over there that the person who sent the Shuva to the Sheris Yosef, who comes to, he's coming to argue from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that he can't be Kaveh Yeshiva Machem Rabbi. So the person wanted to claim that the Maisa, if you look at the Rambam over there, the Ramach has a hasoga on the Rambam, and the Ramach he says he doesn't understand the rationale for this Rambam. He doesn't understand this halacha. Where is the Rambam coming from? He doesn't know where is the makar for this Rambam. It's halacha. Where do we find this halacha in the Gemara anywhere? So therefore, he wanted to say that if the Ramach is masig on the Rambam and he disagrees with the Rambam, so therefore you see that the Rambam is not the only opinion on the matter, and therefore there are other shittas, and therefore there would already be a mocking to say that we could pass in like the Ramach and not like the Rambam for extenuating circumstances, and therefore the Shoyal who sent the tshuva to the Sheris Yosef wanted to argue that there's not enough of a reason to close down this yeshiva because there are opinions that disagree with this Rambam. So the Sheir Yosef wrote back that he doesn't agree with this person's reasoning, to the Sheir's reasoning, because we don't find that the Ramach writes Beferish over there in that Hasaga that he disagrees and he argues with the Rambam. All the Ramach says is that he doesn't understand. He's matvi on the Rambam. Where is the Rambam coming from? He doesn't know where the Makar is. So says the Ramach, we find already in Taisus over here in the Rishonim that they say that even though Admon comes along and Admon asks a kasha on the Tanakama and he says he doesn't understand the reasoning of the Tanakama, still Taisus says that Admon does not disagree with the Tanakama. So there is such a concept that somebody could come and ask a question on a different daya, and yet he's not going to disagree, he's not going to argue, and he will agree. So just like Admin will agree to the Tanakhama and our Mishnah, so therefore there's no proof from the fact that the Ramach was masig on the Rambam and that he was matmi on the Rambam. He asked the question on the Rambam that doesn't prove that in actuality he disagrees with the Rambam. So in such a circumstance, you cannot prove from the Hasog of the Ramach that there is actually a Machloikis over here, and therefore he paskins that you have to go like the Rambam in such a situation. And the truth is that this Yisoid we don't only find in Sheiris Yosef. The Bach says such a Yisoid in Hilchos Shechita, and the Steichemed brings a bunch of other places in the Paiskim where they actually use this Svara. The question is exactly what exactly is the proof behind it? Just because we find that Admon said that he asked the question, and they have an Atana that asked the question, how can that prove that any other person who is a question that means that he doesn't necessarily argue? They have to understand what's the derech of the Rishonim when they wrote this svarim, and it could be the derech of the Rishonim when they wrote this svarim is not necessarily the way that the Tanom Namirom wrote this svarim. In fact, the Nach L'Shiva in Achuv in Simon Chaf Aleph, Nach L'Shiva actually asks, when he brings down this concept, he brings it down in the name of the Bach that we bring a raya from the Admin, from the fact that Admin is matmiya and he doesn't argue, so you can't prove from the fact that the Rishonim were matmiya that they argued with the other opinion. So Nachman Shiva says, if that's the case, so why is Admin mentioned in the Mishnah Bechlau? What exactly is Admin coming to say? Why does the Tana of the Mishnah bring down this that Admin had a question? There's no disagreement over here. So he says, if you look in the Mishnah in Adias, the Mishnah actually asks the question. In the first parak of Adias, parak Alf Mishnah Dal Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah is, why do we ever say, whenever there's a Machlokes Tanoim, whenever there's a Yochid V'Rabim, we know the Halacha is like the Rabim connected to the Yochid, so why did the Mishnah ever bring down the opinion of the Yochid? So there's two Pshatim over there, there's Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah, why exactly the sheet of the Yochid is mentioned whenever there's a Rabim. But Rabbi Yehuda says over there, the reason why we mention the Das of the Yochid is that if somebody should come later on and he's going to find the Brice, he's going to find the memra of a Tana that says not like the accepted Psak Halacha, so if the sheet of the Tana that's Choluk on the Rabbim wouldn't have been mentioned in the Mishnah, he would say, oh, you see that the Psak Halacha is wrong. The fact that we have a Psak Halacha one way is not true, because I have a Brice, I have a memra of the Tana, not like that. So therefore, the Deis of the Yechidim were mentioned in the Mishnah, so that you'll be able to see, oh, I see somebody already disagreed. Someone disagreed with Chachamim, and we still didn't pass like him. So if we still didn't pass like him, that must mean whatever, for whatever reason, there's an answer. And there's a reason not to hold like him, and therefore, you're not going to come and change the halacha. So the Nach L'Shiva says, for the same reason, we could say, that's why the Mishnah mentions Admin's Taino, that Admin is coming to say Bishulshan Yizachrev Sati, even though he doesn't disagree with the Tanakhama, because if the Mishnah wouldn't say it, somebody later on is going to come with a question, he's going to ask the same exact question that Admin asked, and he's going to be so bothered by the question, he's going to have to decide that Halacha is not like the Tanakhama. And he's going to argue. So therefore the Mishnah is coming to tell you that no, even though Admin already had this question, the question was already asked, but we didn't feel that the question was enough of a question. It wasn't strong enough in order to disagree with the Shita of the Tanakhama. And therefore everybody agrees to the Shita of the Tanakhama. Now the Nach L'Shiva explanation is a good explanation, but his explanation really only explains why the Shita would be mentioned in the Mishnah. It still wouldn't fully explain that the Paiskim say that when a Rishon disagrees with another Rishon, and he's matmi on the first rishon, that doesn't necessarily mean that he argues with him lahalacha, the way that the Sheriz Yosef and the Bach and the other poskim explain. So what you have to say in order to understand the Sheriz Yosef is that the Sheriz Yosef is not proving from the fact that the Mishnah says ad the shita of admon, even though he doesn't disagree. The Sheriz Yosef is proving from the Rishonim. You see that the Rishonim didn't have anything wrong. It didn't bother the Rishonim to explain Tosis and other Rishonim in the sugya. They weren't bothered. It didn't bother them. This that they'll say that admon is matmiya and he has a question on the Tanakhama, and still he agrees to the Tanakhama. So you see that the mahalcha of the Rishonim, the way they had learned, was that you can ask questions, and just because you have a question doesn't mean that you throw out the other opinion. You could still agree la halacha that we're going to paskin like that opinion, even though you have a question. So if you see it, that's how the Rishonim learned, and that was their mahalach, and their derech halimud. So therefore, if I find somewhere else that the Rishonim asked the question, and they didn't say clearly because of this question that they disagreed, it could be that in reality they agree, and there's no machloikis, even though there was a certain nekuda, a certain point about the question that they didn't understand.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.